This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios, which is amazing that she can join us today because she's got a really busy day planned ahead here today on this Friday. Cindy Wetterland is in with us this morning. Cindy is the director of the Cass County campus of Iowa Western Community College. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Today's a big day for you.
It is a big day. You know, May Day, it's May Day, and we have our Community Appreciation Day today.
Now, this is something a little bit different this year. Many folks have been familiar with the Jazz and Wine event that's been held for a number of years, and that was fun. It created a lot of camaraderie, some good funds to be used here in the community, but, you know, all things change.
All things change. Yes, we've decided to make a change this year, and we wanted to make sure we could include anyone from the community that wanted to attend. So we are doing a Community Appreciation Day or a Community Appreciation Lunch. And today from 11:30 to 1, we invite anyone to come have a free lunch on us. Ivy was gracious enough to donate the food for the event. And then we have our Iowa Western Community College food truck coming out to grill the hamburgers and then just come through the line and grab a sandwich. We are serving inside, so I don't want anyone to get concerned that they have to stand outside today. But definitely come on over and join us.
How did you come up with this different type of an idea? I mean, you've gone away from the jazz and wine philosophy, which, again, was fun. Boy, a lot of work went into organizing that, though, didn't it?
You know, that was such a big event, and the previous director had created that particular event, and so it was just time for a change. We wanted to see if there was a way we could incorporate more of the community involvement so that anyone could participate without having to purchase a ticket ahead of time. And so just a good change to make it light. We'll be bringing in some of our continuing education vehicles. I mentioned the food truck. Of course, we'll be bringing our welding truck, our EMT truck, and our CDL truck. So come on out and check those out. Check out the inside of the building and join us for a nice time over lunch.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Jazz and Wine event. This is kind of the same way. It's an opportunity to invite folks in who might not otherwise see what goes on and what types of programming and things are available at Iowa Western Community College. What are some of the highlights that folks will see when they come in?
So, again, we have our biology lab. We do a lot of the prep nursing classes at the Cass County Center. We have our HISET, or people know it best as GED, even though it's changed names several years ago. And so the highlights of the event itself would be those continuing education vehicles that will be there. You can visit with staff. Dr. Kinney, president of Iowa Western Community College, will be there on hand for anyone to visit with. We have our staff will be there. They'll be floating around. And then, of course, we'll have our donation boxes. Of course, this is our fundraiser. And so anyone who can contribute is more than welcome to donate, whether it's $5 or anything above that. That money is for scholarships for students to attend Iowa Western.
How important is that? I mean,
oh my gosh,
tuition is what it is. It's a lot less expensive to be able to go through and get a two-year degree or some sort of a program degree through some place like Iowa Western Community College. But it still is a cost that some folks have a hard time bearing.
You know, it really is. You have tuition fees, textbooks. If you live on the main campus, you have those expenses as well. And those continue to rise just like everything else in the United States right now. And so those scholarships, no matter how small or large, they really, really assist students. And sometimes they prevent students from dropping out of school if they can get that scholarship. The nice thing about this particular event is that the money that is raised through this event is used for Cass County students only. So even if they're attending on the main campus, if they are from Cass County, they would potentially be eligible for a scholarship.
You know, a lot of us probably have some preconceived notions about what a college student is when we close our eyes and think about it. But you probably see it differently at one of these satellite campuses. You see college students of all shapes and sizes.
You know, we do, and I don't think it's any big secret. The majority of the students coming through the Cass County Center are dual-enroll students, so they're from the area high schools attending those college early start classes free of charge to them, which is huge for them and their parents as well. And then, of course, we have our traditional and non-traditional students coming through. They usually start with us, and then they may move on to the main campus or potentially move on to another university.
Do students have access at the satellite campuses like the Cass County Center to a lot of the same types of programming that they might be able to get at the main campus?
Absolutely. So we do have a lot of programs online. Iowa Western itself does. Of course, at the Cass County Center, we have the prep nursing program. We have CNA. We're starting our agronomy certificate program for high school students this fall, and then hoping to expand on that in the future. And then if anyone is interested in Iowa Western Community College in any courses whatsoever, they're welcome to sit down with me. Of course, you could go to Council Bluffs, but I'm local and can assist in any way possible.
Well, we can't underestimate the value to having these types of opportunities available in our local communities. I think back to almost 40 years ago when I first moved here, I kept seeing a sign that said Iowa Western Community College, and it had an arrow pointing this way, and I kept looking around for campus wondering, where exactly is it? And it was in this little building, you know, over in the southwest part of town. Now you have a much bigger, viable, vibrant, in the middle of the community location. So obviously things have grown and prospered.
You know, they really have. We don't just offer the college credit classes. We do offer a lot of continuing education classes as well. Just to name a few, we have CNA, we have EMT, we have some business classes, of course the CDL truck. I'm sure everyone has seen the truck in the parking lot. We could offer welding classes if that was a need, so if community members are interested, please let us know and we could bring the mobile welding truck out. When the bond issue passed, this last fall, that will give the Cass County Center an opportunity to do some remodeling so that we can expand our continuing education trades classes as well. So determining what exactly that's going to look like is where we're at. So you'll see some remodeling going on this summer.
Do you assess the needs of the local communities constantly when you're looking at the types of programming that you'll provide?
We do. We have a lot of conversation with the area high schools. We have an advisory board in the Cass County Center that oversees the area, and that involves high school personnel. It includes community members. And so if anyone has thoughts or ideas of things they would like to see at the Cass County Center, please do not hesitate to reach out. My parents always raised me to say the worst somebody can tell you is no. So if you don't ask the question, you don't know. So definitely reach out to us.
Yeah, we used to talk about that when we were in school, thinking about what our future was going to hold. And we wanted to make sure we got into a field that was going to be something that's viable 4 years from now. And now things change so rapidly with technology and things that it's just amazing how much these, not just the kids, but also places like Iowa Western's campus here in Cass County have to be on top of things to make sure that you're offering things that are going to be things, first of all, that students want to study, but also they're going to help them move forward.
Absolutely. We want to offer things that are relevant. We would hate for someone to pay for a college degree or certificate and then not be able to utilize it. And, you know, AI is coming into play more and more, and I don't want to get into that so much today, but I know even on the main campus, we're changing a lot of our admissions, things that we use to more of an AI-structured process, and so that's coming down the pike as well.
You have to keep up, that's for sure. Well, I know that these types of, let's getting back to today's event, you're welcoming a lot of people in, and they get a lot of these types of questions answered when they come in, see the space, and see what is going on there at Iowa Western Community College. And events like these today don't just happen by accident. You have to have good partners.
You know, we really do. We have some fantastic sponsors that I would like to take the opportunity to thank if I could. We have platinum sponsors and gold sponsors, and so I'm just gonna take my time on the air here and mention them if I could. Our platinum sponsors this year include AM Coron, Dolly Bergman, Cass Health, Hy-Vee, KJAN Radio, Judy and Joe Marnin, Brooke and Lana Tanner Endowment Fund, and then our gold sponsors include Lloyd and Meredith, Atlantic Animal Health Center, Schmidt Family Funeral Home, in memory of Turner Russell, Conry Ag Service, Rolling Hills Bank and Trust, Meyer and Gross Real Estate, First Whitney Bank and Trust. So a big thank you to all of them and to anyone. We have had other donors as well, and so we really appreciate any contributions we can get. These scholarships are twofold, and they have a big return on the investment within the community.
You bet. Well, of course, people are supporting it through their tax dollars as well. So we all have a stake in what goes on at these local campuses and the future of the students that are provided opportunities here, too. So we should all take a direct interest in these things. And as you said, things change so much. You know, it was a grocery store not that many years ago, and you'd be hard-pressed to figure out where everything went by going in there now. And hopefully things are going to continue to change and grow.
Absolutely. You know, there's always something going on at Iowa Western. You just never know what you're going to find.
Very good. Well, we encourage folks to stop by today and enjoy that community event. And Cindy, again, the details today, what time and where again?
So the event is at Iowa Western Community College, 705 Walnut Street, right here in Atlantic. And it is from 11:30 a.m. till 1 p.m.
And anybody is welcome to stop on by, check out a little bit of food, check out the facilities, and ask the questions you've been longing to ask. Very good. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim.